The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And now Ireland's Eurovision journey is over. Ireland is out of the song contest. Emmy failed to qualify for the grand final on Saturday. So what went wrong? Henry McKean was in the arena for us last night in Basel. Henry, good morning.
Pat, good morning.
What was the atmosphere like last night?
Calling. It was crazy. 2 hours of craziness. I had a ticket. I witnessed the whole thing. It was really, really exciting and brilliant. Really enjoyed it. Normally, Pat, I shouldn't say this, sometimes, you know, during a Eurovision, a 2 hour or a 3 hour show, I can sometimes get a little bit agitated. This time, loved every minute of it. But during dress rehearsals, some people did come in with whistles and very large flags, Palestinian flags that hasn't been confirmed, and they were escorted out. Palestinian flags are allowed in. But actually during this, the actual event last night, lots of Israel support there, a few Palestinian flags. And remember, Yuval Rafael, a victim of the October 7th attacks, sang A New Day Will Rise. And you could hear cheering. I personally could hear cheering, not booing. And I did spot one or two Palestinian flags. But yeah, we must move on to Ireland. And we crashed out. Why did we crash out? Pat, that is the question. Where did we go wrong? We've been here before. I've chatted to you on the radio about this before. Why are Ireland going home again? We've only made it through twice in the last 10 years. And I did get to have, I had a chat with Emmy and her brother, Ireland, and they were upset. Not in front of me. They put on a brave face, but they were upset. And, you know, they're trying to make the best out of Laika Party in the Sky. And remember, Emmy didn't want Laika to die. And this is what happened. Laika did die. Here is Emmy and her brother afterwards chatting to me and the Irish Independent's Kirsty Blake-Knox. Emmy and Ellen, how are you both feeling after tonight?
Oh, there's so many emotions. Like, this was a childhood dream coming true. So, first of all, grateful. Of course, I'm a bit sad if I have disappointed Ireland, but at the same time, they have been very, very, just, yeah, so nice and supportive, and we have received so many beautiful messages from them. Yeah. So, yeah.
So you both did so well. It was a very competitive field, wasn't it? And semi-final two.
Yeah, it was, yeah, very good competition, and yeah, sometimes you don't go, but you know, all the past years that Ireland hasn't qualified, we have loved them. So yeah, you know, our favorites tend to go out in the semifinals. So
you never know.
What is your message to people that did vote for you, and your message to Ireland?
I would like to say thank you so much for the votes, and Ireland has been so incredible. We couldn't be prouder or happier and more grateful to represent them and that they chose us. Yeah.
So there's Emmy and trying hard to mask her disappointment. Henry, what other surprises were there on the night?
Yeah, there was lots of surprises. I mean, for example, you know, the fact that Denmark went through, there was surprise there. There was huge surprise around Australia. Australia were a favourite to win the whole damn thing. And I got to meet the Milkshake Man, and I got to meet Gojo during the week. And I said, you know, he's going to make it. He's going to win. And they crashed out. Here are Eurovision experts.
Hey, this is ESC Tom from YouTube. A little bit disappointed, but it was also kind of expected. If you saw the odds, we were outside the top 10 of the odds when the show was happening. For me, I think our national final needs to be stronger. We need a better creative team working with all the artists so they can put forward the best possible staging in Eurosong so that Irish public can choose something really awesome before it goes to the contest.
So hi, I'm Alex from the Eurovision podcast, and I'm here live from Basel just after semi-final two, and unfortunately Emmy has not qualified. Look, it's disappointing. It's always going to be disappointing when your country doesn't qualify. I think it was a little bit 50-50 when it came down to the staging. People weren't so sure, but the song we felt was really strong. But look, when you compare it to other countries like Australia not getting through, Czechia as well. Earlier in the week, we saw some absolute shock results. So you really just didn't know which way the semi-final was going to go. Look, very disappointing for Emmy. But look, this is how Eurovision goes, right?
So the Eurovision community have accepted it, or is it still sinking in?
Look, it's been about 10 minutes. It's just happened, so I can't say it has sunk in. I think there was a little bit of relief during the day because we started to feel that maybe she would get through, but to be honest, no one saw two countries. So Latvia and Denmark were absolute dark horses. Denmark in particular, we weren't quite sure about the staging. Her voice was very strong, but Denmark have actually not qualified for around 6 years, very similar to how Ireland was for a long time. So for them, this is a great result, but unfortunately, it meant that we were then out because of their great result.
So Henry, what did the fans think of Emmy crashing out of Eurovision rather than the experts?
Well, this is it. I mean, fans, I mean, I'd be described as a casual. That's what the Eurovision superfans would call me, a casual fan. And they're very, very disappointed. There's no getting away from it. And I met a modelling expert and he was saying, maybe, just maybe, Ireland are going to get through. They were speaking, interviewing, researching real people, real fans outside. And that's what they found. And yeah, I mean, you know, a real shock for many, but for many, no shock whatsoever. Last year, those highs of Bambi, here are fans.
Hi, I'm Mary Kilduff.
I'm Kim. What?
And where are you from?
I'm from Dublin.
Dublin, yeah.
You've come all the way out here to Basel, all the way to Switzerland. How are you feeling? Emmy didn't make it.
Oh, we're feeling like a bad luck charm because we went to Turin in Italy and Brooke didn't qualify. And now we're here tonight and Emmy didn't qualify and we're actually devastated.
She did such a good job though. Like,
such
she couldn't have done
a good job.
More. It was a really tough semi-final. So we're really proud of her. She did everything she could.
Everyone else she was up against was amazing, but her vocals were so on point.
Yeah.
We loved her staging and we're devastated.
Yeah.
The talent was something else. You know, Austria, Finland,
yeah.
Malta, you know, Germany, who will obviously go straight through, but some real talent.
Oh, our favourite, hands down, was Malta.
Malta was amazing. Austria was amazing. Germany, I mean, they were going straight through, but there was really, really a lot of talent in that semi-final. It was tough to get through, so...
Yeah, and
no,
I know...
we just didn't make it that time.
And I know France was going straight through, but their staging...
Incredible.
With the sand... Incredible.
Yeah. It's going to be a really hard final. I can't even call it, to be honest. Yeah.
So you're not too disappointed. How do you think Ireland and Emmy can pick themselves up? Last year we had a force of nature, we had Bambi. This year we had Emmy. Is Eurovision going backwards?
I think we're still riding the high from Bambi and Emmy has done us so proud and we're on the up and up, I think.
If we can have a really strong national selection, I would be really proud of that. Just focus. I would love to see some Irish language in the national final. But, you know, that remains to be seen.
Yeah, take it away from the Late Late. Make it a whole show in itself.
Yeah, I would love to
see
that.
It's what the Irish want.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did have an entry, didn't we? Was it Kjol and Gra? We had, anyway, that's by the by. That was years and years ago. What about, it is a contest between broadcasting organisations rather than countries. And that's how you get Australia in there and I suppose Israel in there as well, who are not really part of Europe. What about the organisation responsible for this entry, that's RTE, what did the head of delegation think happened, went wrong for Emmy?
Well, competition is just so fierce.
I'm Michael Keeley, I'm the head of the Irish delegation and an executive producer at RTE Television.
Michael, what do you take from tonight? Ireland are going home, unfortunately.
Take a lot of disappointment. You know, what can I say, Henry, it's the... You know, I mean, it's unfortunately a feeling that I'm used to here a lot, you know, over the years because I've done it so many times and it's a competition that just gets harder and harder and harder to do well in. I was talking to one of my Australian colleagues just as we were leaving the arena and I said, you know, we must have a chat about at the next get together. You know, we have a couple of meetings during the year where we get to talk about the rules and all that kind of stuff of the competition. And I said, maybe we need to discuss the lack of juries in the semi-finals, because I'm not sure now, having experienced it for a couple of years, that it necessarily suits, you know, every country. I think it favours a lot of countries, and maybe it favours them a little too much, but I don't know. I mean, that's just my initial, you know, reaction now, to be honest, tonight. But remember, what we did this year that got us Emmy was exactly the same as what we did last year that got us Bambi. And Bambi was a top 10... you know, finalist, and that was like the best result we had in nearly 25 years. So I don't know. I mean, I'm like a broken record sometimes when I talk about the limitations that RTE have, the constraints that we have, unfortunately, compared to other broadcasters around Europe. And when you look at the countries that do well, you look at the amount of time and effort they spend on selecting an act, supporting that act, and, you know, making sure, and I'm talking about the 360 support that you need now for an artist to come into a competition like this. You need, you know, social media support, not just when we get to the week of the competition. We need it right up from the moment they're selected. You need a full-on campaign from the start of the selection process right to the time we get to Eurovision. And, you know, that's something, I suppose, that takes time and money and resources, and you don't want to hear about RTE's woes from me anymore. But it's unfortunately, it's a truth, and, you know, that's something that I don't know how we're going to resolve that one.
Well, that's the head of delegation for RTE, Michael Keeley. I suppose what happens with some of the acts, they are flown all around the place by the broadcasters to appear on the equivalent of the Slovenian or the Danish or the Norwegian Late Late Show, and they do personal appearances and they get exposure long before the competition actually starts. Anyway, Henry, Bambi Thug yes. did so well last year. How do we find an act that can get us out of the semifinals?
Yeah, and what you said there is so true. I mean, the campaigns and the social media campaigns behind all these other countries is massive. And just a quick note, Armenia's song Survivor made it through, co-written by a Czech-Irish singer-songwriter, Josh Curran. So there is some good news there. Also, I suppose it's bad news. Ireland and Sweden are 7 wins each. And Sweden, they have a song about saunas, or as they say, sauna. That's Kaj Barabasta Busta. And they are actually Finnish, but they're representing Sweden and they're singing in Swedish. And the language, so many people are singing in their own language. The first time they've done that since 1998. And that force of nature, you mentioned the fact that we had Bambi last year. Here is a superfan and a broadsheet journalist.
I'm Kirsty Blake-Knox, journalist with the Irish Independent.
Kirsty Blake-Knox, you are Eurovision royalty. It runs in your family's veins. Where did Ireland go wrong? Why isn't Ireland in the final?
I just don't think it stood out enough from the pack. There were such polished performances there, and I just think ours kind of wasn't as memorable. But there were surprises, like Australia are out and they were a favourite and they had a really strong punchy song. But yeah, I just think we didn't really kind of rise to the occasion.
It was a strong, strong field. I mean, Finland, Malta
yeah.
were unreal.
Yeah.
Austria,
yeah.
Israel also put out a very emotive song with a Survivor of October 7th. Very tough competition. Did Ireland lack an edge, a killer instinct, a Bambi?
Yeah, I think Bambi set the bar so high last year and they were such a divisive character. People loved them or kind of didn't really like what they stood for, but they provoked discussion, debate, and people engaged with them, you know? And I think Emmy was lovely, but I think the song and the performance was lacking. It was very static. There wasn't that much movement on stage, and it just didn't have that wow factor.
No wow factor there for Emmy. So, Henry, thank you very much for that report from Basel, and there will be more reporting on the station throughout the day as Henry makes his way home.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.